So then the year comes along, and are you sensing that she's getting involved as she's beginning to?
Well, she came here in the spring when we were married and started interviewing immediately at what were then the large offices of Tulsa, consisting of anywhere from about 7 to 15 attorneys. There were 5 women practicing. They were all graduates of TU Law School, had all gone to night school there to get their degrees, and had been secretaries to the lawyer for whom they were working when they ultimately graduated, and were all practicing domestic relations or probate law. Nancy's expectation as a top graduate from the University of Chicago Law School was to be able to practice what she chose, and that was going to be labor law. There wasn't any labor law practitioner in Tulsa. We didn't have specialists in practice in those days. If we did, there were very few. The large firms were small, as I mentioned. After interviewing some 6-7 law offices, she left the last office that she visited furious, and without my knowing it at all, called the dean of the School of Sociology at TU and got an interview, and the rest is history for her. She started part-time and stayed for 37 years and wanted me to come teach. She was so happy, but I was too happy practicing law.
And I'm happy to say that we have her interview on our website, voicesofoklahoma.com, and she talks about that. I think she could have gotten into many law firms in Chicago.
By agreement between the University of Chicago and the top law schools, the top law graduates, top 10 graduates, were to be given jobs with firms in Chicago just by an understanding. So she had been offered a job already.
She also seemed to say that when she came here, the only thing that she could join a law firm for as a secretary.
That's right, not as a lawyer. You know, the legal secretaries, now lawyers, who were women, were just as nice as could be to her. She had to take the Oklahoma bar and did so and passed it. They wanted to help her in knowing what she needed to study. They explained that they had been able to get a room just for the women to take the bar exam separate from the men because they wanted to type there, as they knew typing well. And they sat in their room typing when Nancy took the exam and was the first person to get up and leave. They all expressed their concerns. You know, is there a problem? She said, no, she was finished. She was like that. She was very quick, stayed a friend of the women lawyers and made friends with men lawyers during the years that followed.